Hey, welcome to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast.
Pro wrestling superstar Rhino and his co-host Gary come to you live each week with guests from the world of pro wrestling, comics, movies, sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
The things that go, man.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
Welcome all. Episode 90, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast. We have Rhino in the house today, and along with Rhino, we have Dudes Talking Wrestling Podcast Extraordinaire, Stelio, Spooky Films. How's it going today, guy? Good? Everybody hear me?
Doing good.
I hear you. Gary's talking to himself now. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
I'll run this show by myself. I'll talk to myself the entire damn show if I have to. So if you guys want to tune in, go ahead and tune in.
That's okay. You got it, Gary.
All right. Thumbs up. No, Spooky, you and Devin Rucker have a podcast called Dudes Talking Wrestling Podcast. I would tell you to explain it, but I think it's pretty self-explanatory. A couple of dudes talking wrestling, right?
Self-explanatory, yep. So it's on YouTube and Spotify. We try to at least put an episode out a week, you know, unless there's breaking news. So far we have about 5 or 6 episodes that are out, both on YouTube and Spotify. We just made an Instagram account. And it's all just DTW, Dudes Talking Wrestling.
Look at that, an episode a week. Remember when we used to do an episode a week?
No, it's been so long.
Oh, we had every intentions on it. It just didn't happen that way. No, so what are some of the things you guys talk about? I mean, I know you had the Rig Rumble thing, and you said you do some special episodes when you have breaking news. The sell of
Yeah, WWE. So like when... Right. So when the whole Saudi Arabia news broke out, you know, of course, we had to go and talk about that. You know, when Vince was making his return, we talked a little bit about that. Pretty much just, you know, breaking news and you know, for the PLEs, like the premium live events, like the Royal Rumble and such. I'm sure we'll do a podcast about the Elimination Chamber coming up. We mainly focus on like WWE. You know, our prime is really like the Attitude Era, a little bit before that. Of course, you know, the IWR, the indie shows, Combat One. So that's about it.
Look at you tossing other promotions names out there, Combat One and stuff. All right. I see you. Start talking about other podcasts while we're on the show too. No, I'm just joking. Those guys are good guys.
Suspended me.
Yeah. So that's right. We should do thumbs down. Combat One.
Thumbs down. Yeah.
No, what about your co-host Devin Rucker? Where's he at?
Yeah, where's Devin?
He's on a project right now, so he's out in the field. He'll be back in about 20-30 minutes.
So, you know, when I hear he's gone, I expect him to be like at like the airports or something with like TMZ with the cameras waiting for somebody to get off the plane so you can get him, you know, right in his face and start talking.
Right, he's definitely got the cameras on him for sure. And we're in the office right now, so. We got J Dot back there working on an edit.
Nice.
Look at that. We need an office, Terry.
Can't even afford my mortgage that I have, let alone lease on an office.
I ain't borrowing no money from you, I guess. Tony Lewis wants to say hi. Elizabeth said yes. So a big Brian Danielson fan, maybe? Let's see. Awesome show. Thank you, Elizabeth. We appreciate that. And Robert Brown. Hey, our buddy Robert Brown from Lafayette, Indiana, is in the building. So what's up, Robert? Good to see you again, buddy. Yeah, so actually, you just had the podcast about the Royal Rumble, I presume, right?
Yes. So we pretty much just gave our predictions. The closest prediction we got was Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley. I chose Rhea Ripley to win. Dev chose Liv Morgan to win. That was like the closest prediction that we had for the night. I guess you could say the Bray Wyatt match too. It wasn't really a squash match how I'd hope, but it was pretty fast. So, you know, I'm a really big fan of Bray Wyatt. I was a big fan of The Undertaker. Bray Wyatt kind of gave me that that flow again for WWE, that love again. You know, like I was really big Undertaker fan. And then Bray Wyatt came out and then just reintroducing the Fiend character, that was really big for me, you know. So I'm all about the Firefly Funhouse and that whole gimmick. I really love it.
Yeah, I predicted Cody winning. I predicted Rhea winning. But I also thought Matt Cardona, Zack Ryder was going to be like a surprise appearance, and he wasn't. We got Booker T instead. So,
Oh, got my tag team partner right here.
There he is.
Need a tag
team. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. How are you, brother?
No complaints now. Good to see you both.
Good seeing you. You ready for the 15th?
Oh, am I ready?
There.
The dudes are ready to be in the house of insanity.
There.
Talking all things wrestling.
Awesome.
Well, we're talking Royal Rumble right now, Devin. What are your thoughts on the Royal Rumble we just had?
I think the Women's Rumble was a little bit better, in my opinion. It came down. I actually was watching our Access Spooky, and we felt like we were 8 years old again. It was so awesome to see, of course, King Booker come out, do the spin-a-rooney. It was it was definitely good. I liked the In the Dark match. That was something different.
I hear a lot of grief about that blacked out match, but I actually liked it. I thought it was cool.
Something different.
The fluorescent colors and stuff, and just I'm a big LA Knight fan though. Yeah. So I think I was excited to see him out there doing his thing.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was gonna be like the match Rhino had with the, you know, the bags go over your head, and I'm like, okay, I've seen this before.
Right.
And then another one of our insiders said, no, it's just going to be a spotlight on the ring. And then so to really kind of get to see it for what it was, I enjoyed it. I called it like, you know, those Nickelodeon football games when they take over the NFL.
Slime time.
That's what I felt like it was like when they have the slime time and they score a touchdown and all that. But it was awesome.
Did you get a chance to see it, Terry?
No.
No.
I seen clips of it, or well, pictures. I thought it looked cool. You know, was it easy to watch, or was it
easy? I thought so. I thought it was easy to follow.
Yeah, it was pretty easy to watch.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they wore like neon. You know, their clothes were like reflective, a little bit like neon. So they were popping on camera. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Now, what didn't LA Knight wrestle in Impact also? He was Eli something.
I don't know, man.
I like LA Knight. But we are going to go.
I was watching some wrestling talk yesterday. Someone had just said, so a reporter had asked him. He had to have, because they asked him about, I don't know if it was Impact.
I think it was NXT, because he
came from NXT. I think he worked at Impact TNA before that.
That's what it was.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was impressive how they got them together, and that was a good match. I like Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt seems like he could be he seems very theatrical. I don't know, like he should be very artistic, or I think he'd be a great scary horror guy in a movie or something. So
yeah,
100%.
He wouldn't be as good as Terry in a horror movie because Terry scares the shit out of me.
But, scary maybe. Terry.
That makes three of us.
For real.
Oh man, hey, Reese wants to say Spooky's in the house. What's up, Reese? But let's see. Well, hey, speaking of, well, we're on the Royal Rumble topic. I mean, how many Royal Rumbles have you been in, Terry?
Just a couple.
Couple. So. What do you remember about? Is it? Do you always like running down the, you know, getting your number called and coming down, or is it? Do you prefer the Battle Royal instead, or do you like the Royal Rumble?
I like the, you know, they're both very similar. You know, you have a lot of bodies. Well, the Rumble, you know, it could, you know, there's times where it might dwindle down to one or two, you know, but yeah, they're all fun. I enjoy them, you know, so.
Well, it was pretty cool to see too on the pre-show, like all the wrestlers going in, kind of picking their cards. Was that what it's always been like, Rhino, or was that something new they did this year? How did you know what number you're going to come out?
Usually they tell you.
You're going number one.
Yeah, so, and a lot, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know how they do it now. You know, sometimes they'll try that live, you know, and just work it. But, you know, and see what pans out. But, like, I remember a lot of times you'll go there and you don't even know if you're in the Rumble or not, you know. So the last Rumble I was in, I didn't even know until I got there. You know, a lot of people didn't know. So unless the ones that were announced, you know, they might have let a couple other guys know. But, yeah, a lot of people didn't even know. So, but, yeah.
That's what King Booker said. He said, I always travel in the Winnebago, and I brought the bag just in case. So when I got the text message saying I was ready to go. Just as a fan, it was super cool to see him, obviously, in the pre-show. And then as soon as that music hit, I'm over hitting people. Like, do you see this?
Well, that's one of the things, not being a wrestling guy, like Terry, learning from Terry, was that he always tells the wrestlers, always bring your wrestling gear. Because you never know when you're going to be needed and when you're going to.
Right.
So it worked for Booker.
Right.
I can definitely see Rhino Gorn all the team. You ever go to a TMZ camera, Rhino?
No, never. They're usually pretty friendly.
Yeah.
You know, like, I remember there was a lot of TMZ out WrestleMania when we were out in New York and stuff. And, yeah. So, I you know, whenever I watch TMZ, you know, they don't seem like they're assholes.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they're asking questions and they don't, you know, get in the space of, you know, so.
Yeah, it could be a fine line, I'm sure, depending on what kind of, you know, story they're trying to get.
Right. And they know when to back off and know when to move forward. And it doesn't seem like they ever get into that.
Cameras out there right now waiting.
Yeah.
We'll deal with that later. Hey, Robert Brown wants to know if you guys have a YouTube channel.
It's us.
I was going to say, some of you guys. You guys stand in. Where can we find the Dudes Talking Wrestling podcast?
It's on YouTube and Spotify, so you can just type in Dudes Talking Wrestling. It's all one word. It'll come up, and like I said, on Instagram too. We're working on a Facebook, pretty much a TikTok as well. You know, I got to go with the times, with the trends, so we'll be everywhere sooner or later.
I broke my TikTok virginity, and I started TikTok.
I was going to say, let's talk about the IWR TikToks.
Started TikTok pages for IWR and the Monroe Pop Fest.
Yeah.
Got 1,000 views on our first post. We were like, yes.
That's where they're at. That's where the next generation is, and we're going to lose if we don't keep up with the times.
Everything's shifting. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's going to TikTok. Everybody wants those quick videos, that music, that, you know, that pop, and it's just like.
Twitter's still pretty good, though. I actually watch Raw through Twitter because sometimes if I can't catch Raw, I just go right to the trending, and, you know, I'll click Raw or WWE. It's usually the top trending, you know, on Monday nights. I'll just keep refreshing it, and it'll give me play-by-play updates on Raw. So it's like, if I can't see the show, I'll watch it through Twitter.
And that's something I had to learn, too, was even with the sports network that we have, these kids are all on Twitter. Just because I was on it 10 years ago, and I'm like, nah, no one's tweeting anymore. Like, who even says that? No, these people are still on Twitter. So still might check it out. Place to be.
I think Twitter, even Facebook still has Facebook to me is still the biggest marketing tool that we can use, I think, right now. But TikTok, man, it generates so many views. So get your TikTok and follow the Insane Wrestling Revolution and Monroe Pop Fest and Dudes Talking Wrestling. Hey, Tony Lewis said, Papa Dudes Talking Wrestling.
Papa to you too.
Papa the morning to you.
You guys are definitely missing out. MySpace, that's where it's at, dog.
You still got your MySpace page. I'm gonna call it.
That's all I'm on.
I can see Gary being a top friend. You just have a top two.
Yeah. We'll see about that. The Federation year is Woot. What's up, Elizabeth? Robert Brown says, which Royal Rumble was your last run, Rhino?
2018. Yeah, that was the last Rumble I was at. Yeah. Well, actually, 2019, I was still there.
Yeah.
I finished up in June of 2019.
It's not too long ago then. DTW. Let's see, Robert Brown. Y'all planning on interviewing any wrestlers? talk to Terry every time.
Yeah. I think that she wants to answer your text. Yeah, when she gets home. She's, I think in March or something like that, she'll be home. So, yeah, she wants to come on. The queen of extreme, Francine.
Yeah, Francine. We got Francine planning on coming on. If you go back on our YouTube page, we have talked to probably 40 some odd professional wrestlers. So make sure you go to our YouTube page. You can watch our back episodes, and we'll definitely have some more wrestlers on here. So we're not dudes talking wrestling, but we're dudes talking everything else, I guess.
And I think that's something too. As we grow, we would love to have more wrestlers come on. You know, we did have MM3. That was cool.
Yeah.
To kind of hear the backstory of, you know, wrestling with his dad. And just kind of breaking that barrier where, yes, you know, you can interact with them at shows, but just it's a different atmosphere when you can really sit face to face and just think about all the questions you wish you had time to ask them and really just fire away.
Right. I don't think of any questions till after the show. And then I'm like, oh man, I should have wrote that shit down, but I never do. But we were talking that earlier, Stelios. I was suggesting you should try to get Brian Myers or something like that on your show, because these guys are huge wrestling collectors, action figure collectors, and Stelios is a big action figure collector too. So I think that would be a really interesting show. You have a lot of
this guy's around. Got boxes for days.
Boxes for days.
What's your favorite action figure?
Oh man, I don't know. I'd have to say one of the Undertaker ones that I have, either that or there's a. Can't remember the series, but it's a Stone Cold. It's they did it. I believe that it even might be a Jack specific Stone Cold. So still in the box and everything. So it comes with a Smoking Skull belt and the Eagle title too. So that's like one of my most prized possessions, I guess you could say.
No, right, Ronald. You have several figures made of you. Did you keep any of those or do you not?
No, they never give them to you.
No.
Yeah, I have the original one, the ECW red one. I probably have about 8 of those because Dreamer had a box in his garage and he's like, hey, I got a box of your action figures. You want it? I'm like, yeah. So I actually had to check that. I flew out of, it's probably Newark. Yeah. And he was actually at his house, yeah. And then it wasn't at the office. I was getting the times confused. But, yeah, I checked it. And you know what? It might have been Philly because it was when Northwest. And, yeah, it still has the sticker on there.
Yep.
the Mick, yeah. So.
Well, since you missed my birthday in December, I would like one of those figures. So just let you know. Hey, and Tony wants a Terry shirt. Do you have Terry shirts?
No, a Rhino shirt. I don't even have Rhino shirts. Yeah.
No, but Big Daddy's Boatyard shirts.
Nope.
No shirts for you, Tony. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, I fell out of touch with my shirt guy, so I got to find a new shirt guy.
I got a guy.
Hey, I got a guy too.
Okay. Hey, Rhino, you too old
for
school.
Things.
Yeah. Rhino's very old school. Rhino's a paper and pen kind of guy. Robert, so you got that right. He is very old school. Oh, he was talking to dudes talking wrestling. Yeah, of course we have wrestlers on. You guys plan on getting any wrestlers on? I think you said you had MM3 on.
We had MM3 on. I mean, we've talked to Top Notch, Jason Hotch, Kenny Urban, supposed to be coming on. So we've reached out to a few people. It's just all about scheduling and stuff. So I'm sure.
When you refer to Jason Hotch, you need to refer to him as IWR United States Champion. Top notch Jason Hotch. That's the only
thing. Put some respect.
IWR.
Okay, come on. That's just it. I think we wanted to lay our foundation first and just kind of see, like, what are people liking? What do the people want? Because at the end of the day, if no one's watching, it's just Spooky and I here. We live in our glory days of, you know, when we were 8, 9, 10 years old. So,
that's okay.
Yeah, of course we want to have wrestlers. And maybe talk to Miss Canada, see if we can get her on too.
Yeah, she actually.
Exits.
She actually is coming back
over here on that double check.
Let's see, Michelle Evans.
February 15th, Miss Canada will have her first wrestling match for IWR
against Tiny Bunny Anna Henderson. Hey, Michelle said, "Yay, Rhino's back." Michelle's back. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome. Did you see our VIP section of this card? Let's just go over to VIP section of IWR 18 in Sweet Insane Valentine. The VIP section is featuring top tier Tanner Nix facing the Bachelor Benjamin Boone with Nate Manson at his side. It has Miss Canada Kelly Moore and her in-ring debut facing Tiny But Mighty Hannah Henderson. And in the main event of our VIP section, we have the Game Changers facing the most dangerous man in Michigan, the DBA, and some other guy that's flexing right now, Rhino. So that's our VIP, folks. I mean, that's just, to me, that's crazy.
Gary, I've said it to you, and you've said it to other people, too. These VIP matches are main events at a lot of different promotions. So I love catching these VIP matches.
See, I tell you, I'm biased when I say stuff, but I think it's real. I think the IWR has the best roster in the Midwest. I think we have the best matches in the Midwest. I think we have the best fans in the Midwest. I'm not talking Michigan. I think the Midwest. So
yeah,
I think.
Well, the good thing about the wrestling, IWR, the show moves fast, you know. So, and if you don't, you know, VIP sold out, you can upgrade at the door, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
You
had a full house for VIP last time because of that.
I was going to say, like, there wasn't many more seats to let in. I think maybe the standing room only at the last event.
Yeah, we had it. Yeah. So, and then, you know, obviously Buckeye Sam at 7:15, he's got another exhibition match. So,
speaking of Buckeye Sam, tonight at 8, welcome inside the Asylum. IWR Hardcore TV debuts its second episode, and Buckeye Sam is the featured guest. So make sure you guys tune in on YouTube tonight to check that out. Looks like we're having like a love connection here. We got Nichelle, and then we got Robert saying, "Hey, Nichelle, what's hanging, girl?" And Nichelle's going back. Man, all right.
You never know what's going to happen on Gary and Terry's Low Expectations podcast. You guys might be the
very low expectations.
Doctors move. Love doctors.
Right. Kelly said coming up. She got a Rhino shirt.
Love hurts.
Yeah.
Here you go. Bringing more Combat One shit in here.
That's this guy.
Oh.
Kelly.
I threw you under the bus.
You sure did.
I said it earlier. They gave me shit for it.
Yeah. Gore. This is what I'm talking about. I'm scared. Oh, Rhino. I'd slip up and say something. I might be right. Yeah, step in to the House of Insanity, and I'm going to catch one real quick.
Jimmy, our crazy squirrel graphics guy, IWR and DTW in the house. That's right. Let's see.
Crazy squirrel.
Michelle, I'm always happy when Rhino flexes. She said thank you, Rhino. Everyone loves when Rhino flexes. And Elizabeth, I'm going to ruin her name, Teeth, said we got third row. Well, we can't wait. It's coming up here pretty soon. I actually should scroll that so you guys can see that. I mean, we got tickets on sale, all right? Tickets are on sale for our Wednesday, February 15th, IWR 18 Sweet Insane Valentine at www.purplepass.com/IWR18. It's probably easier to read it than to listen to me say it. So it's going to be scrolling on the bottom for the rest of the show. We got you guys also, Spooky, I know you guys have a game night coming up. Why don't you explain a little bit about what the game night is?
So the game night's going to be March 4th, it's a Saturday. It's going to be at Our House Games here in Monroe. And pretty much just going to be a mixed combination of, you know, old school, new school games, board games. We're going to have like a Guitar Hero tournament, NBA Jam tournament. Crazy Squirrel is bringing some old school wrestling games. You know, we're going to have SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, SmackDown vs. Raw. It's going to be a good time. Family-friendly event. Bring the kids out. It's $15 cash at the door. And we're expecting a good turnout. We're expecting to have some fun.
And that gets you in all the tournaments?
That gets you in everything, yep. Cool. So awesome. You can play as long and as much as you like. You're going to have Sega, Nintendo, PlayStation, Tony Hawk.
Monroeopoly,
yeah.
Well, that fizzled out, didn't it? That was going crazy for a minute. Monroeopoly, they get a case in or a crate in, they'd be gone in 15 minutes, and now there's probably 15 crates sitting somewhere. It's like a bunch of 90s baseball cards.
At the Walgreens. It's over there at the Walgreens for anyone that needs one.
Pick up your script and grab Monroeopoly.
All right, my wife said hi, guys.
Hello.
All right. Hey, Daria, what games do you play?
I'm just on MySpace. That's it.
They have games on MySpace?
I'm on there 8 hours a day, every day.
You got your jams going on there, your favorite songs and stuff. Robert said both y'all should get Larry Lawton on the show. Larry Lawton was a jewel thief until he got caught in 1996. He got out in 07. Lawton is now a motivational speaker and a YouTuber.
Have to look him up.
There you go, Larry Lawton. Jewel thief extraordinaire, cat burglar.
That's insane.
And now Robert's talking to Elizabeth.
We did get an interview with Tony Atlas a couple weeks ago, so that episode's going to drop next week. That was pretty interesting.
Oh, it's even
it was an honor to meet him.
That's cool. He seems like a nice
down
guy.
At Cravings. That was really cool. He looked that spooky. Said, "Who are you?" So he had an Undertaker shirt on. He goes, "Who are you? The Undertaker?" I go, "No, he's his son, Spooky."
Go ahead.
Did he talk to you about his paintings and stuff and his drawings?
No, he didn't actually. After the podcast, someone that was in line to get his autograph asked him about that, and then he started getting into all that. I saw a podcast that he was on or interview that he was on YouTube about, you know, his sketches and stuff like that. So I didn't get a chance to ask him that though.
Yeah, it's really cool. So
did you wrestle Tony Atlas?
Never wrestled him. Great dude. Yeah. Great guy. And I'm
glad
the
stories are really cool to hear.
Yeah. When WWE brought him back and stuff. Yeah. I thought that was really good. Really good dude. So
Michelle said Tony Hawk sounds like much fun and joy. And Robert Brown says, "Yo, Terry, you play GameCube or PS1?
I got GameCast.
He plays no games. He just plays.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that. Yeah.
Games on the Atari. MySpace. Well, let's get back to some real pressing news here. IWR 18, Sweet and St. Valentine, is coming up Wednesday, February 15th. Tickets are still on sale. I think all the VIP tickets are gone. But like Rhino said earlier, you can upgrade at the door. So make sure you guys take advantage of the opportunity because we have some amazing VIP matches coming up. And I have a lot of people saying that this is, out of all the cards we've had, this is the 18th one, that this is the most stacked card we've had. So
yeah, I'll run down the list.
You got the list? Read that bad boy off. Who we got coming up?
The Rascals versus the Tag Champs, Aaron and Tommy, and then Camille versus Shauna Reed.
NWA Women's Champion.
Over 600 days. Yeah, didn't she get a lot of views and stuff like that? Or on our social media page?
Our Twitter. She blew up on our Twitter. And that's the biggest post we've had. So people are loving the Camille. We can't wait to get her in here.
Yeah. So, and she'll be part of the new. What's that?
Her and Shauna would be a great match.
Yeah. And then she'll be part, both of them will be part of the meet and greet. Yep. So, and then you got Rich Swan, my man right there, versus Top Notch, Jason Hotch. And it is Rich Swan's birthday.
Oh.
February 15th.
And he's going for the IWR United States Championship, trying to take it off of Jason Hotch.
My money's on the birthday boy. And we got to sing him happy birthday, too. You got to give him a good old Monroe welcome and sing him a happy birthday.
Hey, Cakes by Stephanie, if you're listening, love a birthday cake for February 15th.
If someone don't get one, I'll get one for them. But, yeah. And then Kenny Urban and Rod Lee versus Bri Sullivan and Damian. And then you have Madman Fulton versus Sam Beal with Ox. And then Latimer versus Dread King Logan for the heavyweight title. I'm sure Johnny Bravo will be there with the A team. He'll be in Latimer's corner. So
don't get Dev started on Johnny Bravo.
Don't get me started.
He don't like that guy.
Nobody likes that guy. I don't like that guy. Nobody likes that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been attacked.
Yeah, the camera's off when he comes through the curtain.
Yeah, you start seeing my little blood vessel pop when I see him.
Right. But Gary and I, we were talking about having a because a lot of people ask us when we're going to do another show at the Boatyard, and we're thinking about doing one in probably May or June. Yeah. So
okay, yeah.
We might bring out the steel.
Yeah, steel cage for that one. So
yeah. We got a steel cage just sitting there. We got to use it.
Oh, geez, let's go.
Right. So, but yeah, we'll probably have to bust that one out. So
I say we have a podcast steel cage match. Dudes Talking Wrestling podcast versus Terry and Gary's Low Expectations podcast in a steel cage.
Right, there you go.
We surrender. We're not worthy.
White flags.
We're not worthy.
Want to stay on the mics, please?
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah. People really love that. That was during the pandemic. I have to pull a permit. I didn't know I had to have a permit for the wrestling. Yeah. They sent me a letter going, you know, you have to have a permit to do that stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
Ask for forgiveness.
He gores the whole city council.
I got something for you. I got a permit right here.
Hey, Robert does bring up a solemn point today. We lost Leaping Lanny Poffo today. So the genius Lanny Poffo passed away this morning. So prayers to his family.
That's really sad.
Do you have a lot of interaction with Lanny Poffo?
No, I'm trying to remember if I met him.
Okay.
I don't think we ever crossed paths. Maybe I did at a WWE show. But no, I everybody had great things to say about him and stuff. And I was a big fan of his when he'd do the poems on the Frisbee and stuff as a kid. And then when he became the genius, you know, I was at that age where, you know, liking good guys were kind of cool, or bad guys was kind of cool. And yeah, so I always thought that was cool that he was a genius, you know. And so, but yeah, it's one of those things where. Yeah.
Was he a brother of
Macho Man?
Macho Man, he was the brother of his brother?
And the son of Angelo Poffo.
Okay. All right, yeah. I did hear that. That's sad. Hey, and Rhino is still with Impact. You can catch him tonight, probably Thursday night on Impact, Access TV.
I don't think I'm on this show. So.
You can catch him next week on Access TV.
But guess what? I have my wrestling gear with me.
Just in case. Never know when to get that call up. Robert wants to hey, happy birthday, with Ron. Question for Gary. Did you watch wrestling growing up? If so, was my favorite wrestler growing up was Rhino. I always hoped to meet him one day, and – there he is.
There he is.
You know, guys, there's always an asshole in the bunch, and I think we found him.
You know how they say, never meet your heroes?
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. No, I liked Junkyard Dog. I liked.
Oh yeah.
I loved Junkyard Dog when I was a kid. That was my guy. And I liked Hulk Hogan. I liked all the other guys, but Junkyard Dog, man, he was my dog.
Yeah.
And then I.
What about you guys? What was your favorite genre of wrestling and the years? And who was your favorite?
Go ahead.
Between Rikishi or The Rock. I don't know. I thought Rikishi, for as big as he was just agile.
Oh, yeah.
Still hit the high kicks.
Put those shades on.
And then, yeah, when he put the shades on and got too cool, I mean, it was. I loved it. I love the theatrics. I love the dancing. So I had to jump between them.
Mine was Undertaker or Shawn Michaels growing up.
Yeah, I actually wrestled Rikishi in 1995, South Bend, Indiana. This was in September of 95, late September, but probably 24th or 25th. And
that's my birthday.
It was the – which one? 24th or
25th?
24th. Okay. What year were you born?
93.
Oh, okay. So you were a year old when I started wrestling. I started in 94, September 24. He was make a difference, Fatu. So, yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Rikishi, Terry and I will be with him March 4th at Astronomicon. So make sure you guys come up there and check out Rhino and all the great guests Astronomicon has on March 4th.
Road trip.
Well, 3rd or 5th, but March 4th is the day you need to be there because that's when we'll be there.
Right.
So let's see what we got here. Great to see the young talent IWR brings in, the same brothers, Nikki Ritu. Yeah, we have our top to bottom. I mean, we have a lot of great professional stars from, you know, major promotions. We got a lot of great young professionals that are up and coming. So it's
Nikki Ritu. He's, how many shows has he been with us?
Been a couple. I like that. I like Nikki.
Yeah.
He's got a whole Crow thing about him, a James O'Barr Crow thing. You know how I love James O'Barr and the Crow. So
right. And then the Saint Brothers. Those guys are very talented. I'm sure they'll be. They'll be there.
Yeah. See, Robert Brown said you should turn heel on Heath.
No.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, I could. Elizabeth T said, Ric Flair, Andre the Giant, Big Boss Man, Roddy Piper, Hawk, too many to list. You are correct. There is a lot of great ones. Any signings with Rhino in the Toronto area?
No, not anytime soon. Kingston, Ontario, but that's probably like 3 hours away.
Well, Dave, if you know anybody up that way that owns a promotion or a comic book store or something like that, have them contact Rhino and maybe they can bring him up there. Maybe not. Michelle, too much. Maybe it's too much talent to have a favorite, but of course, Rhino, RVD, and Test. So, but a lot of great ones. Time is nearing the end. We have to end episode 90 here pretty soon. It was great having DTW on. Dudes Talking Wrestling, Stelios, Devin. Why don't you give everybody a little shout out of where they can find you and what you guys got coming up here in the near future?
So you guys can find us everywhere. Dudes Talking Wrestling. Once a week, we're dropping an episode. It's on Spotify and YouTube. We just started our Instagram page, so if you guys can go like that, share that, mean a lot to us. Dudes Talking Wrestling.
DTW, and you'll find it. And no matter what we say, you know, at the end of the day, we're just a couple of dudes talking wrestling.
I like it. Look at the catchphrases and everything. We need a catchphrase.
Think of that. Oh, yeah.
Maybe that for episode 91. Think of a catchphrase. Maybe we'll have somebody on. Maybe they'll have a better idea. Maybe we'll have better time finding a new host. I don't know. But
right.
We'll figure out something. But we got, like you said, we got Francine coming on here one of these weeks. Some other stars. We got Jamie from Twisted coming on, I think the 23rd. That's coming up here pretty soon, too. Nice. So make sure you guys tune in to Dudes Talking Wrestling. Make sure you tune in to Terry and Gary's Low Expectations podcast. Make sure you check out IWR on YouTube. We got it, like you said, we got the Inside the Asylum coming on tonight, episode 2 with Buckeye Sam, everybody's favorite, if you live south of the border.
Mm-hmm. And,
that's about all I got. You got anything before we go?
He hates Michigan. universities, and I think the state, so.
Michelle said,
it's Canada in Monroe. So, hey, yeah,
they were tearing down our Starbucks, over at the corner,
right? Only Tim Hortons.
Only Tim Hortons. And Michelle says, I can't leave without a gun show. That means you guys too. So, all right, get ready. Come on, ready? Oh, we're on the same side. Oh, whatever. Look at that. Come on.
We got to hold these boys up.
All right, guys, I appreciate you coming on. Check out Terry and Gary's Low Expectations podcast on all the platforms: IWR, Dudes Talking Wrestling, Monroe Pop Fest, Big Days Boat.
Appreciate you guys.
Hit them all. Hit them
all. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you guys soon. And we are going to be out of here as soon as this thing starts.